I'm Kurt Anderson in the Studio 360, and I am a sucker for the fantastic surprise ending. I like O. Henry stories. On Broadway, I liked Death Trap and Sleuth. And movies, I loved The Usual Suspects and Psycho and Sixth Sense.
They only see what they want to see. They don't know they're dead.
I like twist endings, and so I've enjoyed the last 10 days. I'm talking, of course, like every other person on Earth right now, about the presidential election.
The night is young, but this election is riveting. We've had polls closed.
It doesn't get any closer than this, although in this particular case, it just might.
As more and more states close their polls, we are still sitting on top of a potentially explosive, tight race for president tonight.
What had been for 6 months the least compelling presidential campaign of my lifetime ended up in its final, confused, chaotic, tortured minutes, and then hours, and then days, being the most compelling election of any of our lifetimes. Because life here has been imitating art. Granted, bad art. In fact, probably not art at all, but some strange, half-baked form of interactive entertainment. No writer of TV or movies or plays or novels would dare make this up. In fact, I did make up an outcome for this election a couple of years ago. In Turn of the Century, a novel I finished in 1998 and published in the spring of 1999, I had George W. Bush and Al Gore as their party's respective nominees. And in my fictional version of the year 2000, by the way, George W. Bush wins. As a writer of realistic fiction, you constantly ask yourself as you invent the narrative zigs and zags, is this plausible? Real life these last 10 days has been miserably failing the plausibility test. This story has unfolded like some second-rate Gore Vidal novel or a parody of All the King's Men by Carl Hiaasen, combining bits of tragedy and farce, but a lot more of the latter.
Why, you... Oh! You missed me! Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Why?
And what caused this madness? More than anything, it was those cheap, antiquated, misaligned, hole-punched ballots. In other words, we've spun into this madhouse of impossibilities, all because of a piece of bad graphic design.
Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear was a Methodist.
I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360.
This musical aggregation toured the entire nation, singing traditional ballads and the folk songs of our land. They performed with great virtuosity, and soon they were the rage, but political animosity prevailed upon.